Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning, and that means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities for the full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And we got the qualifying in. The lineup is set, and it could be a repeat. I mean, I could be talking about any week right now. Spanish Grand Prix, Formula One, top time on the pole, Lewis Hamilton, Valtteri Bottas second, and third will be Verstappen. So we'll see if Verstappen can pull different tire combination and come away with the win like he did last week at the British Open. But I guess we got more breaking news.
Breaking news from Daytona International Speedway this morning. This morning, Richard Childress Racing NASCAR Cup Series driver Austin Dillon has tested positive for COVID-19. In accordance with NASCAR safety protocol, Dillon is self-quarantining away from RCR's facilities and will not be competing in this weekend's NASCAR Cup Series race at the Daytona International Speedway road course. Austin's wife, Whitney, and newly born son, yeah, Ace, remain healthy and symptom-free, but Kaz Grala will be in the number 3 Chevrolet for RCR this weekend. Big news, Dave, coming out of Daytona.
That is big news, but talk about having a guy on reserve that's a road course specialist and does a lot of sim work. So I have a feeling that might be a good move for the number 3. Of course, with a young child, I mean, you got to take all the precautions possible, but it brings up, I mean, the ARCA race was last night. What did we learn from that race about what we might see this weekend?
I think one thing that we probably learned, Dave, that a lot of people probably didn't come to fruition, was that Daytona has lights. Where's Bob Pockrass when we need him, right? Daytona International Speedway, they were able to use their temporary lighting in the infield part of the road course, and of course their regular lights on the outside course for regular NASCAR turns 1, 2, 3, and 4 last night after lightning delayed the ARCA Racing Series race to start at right around 8 p.m. local time. We learned that Sam Mayer, too, who just broke his wrist in a TA3 car last weekend trying to prep for this weekend, he had to do a driver change midway to a driver that we probably haven't heard since maybe 2009. Colin Braun took over the wheel.
Wow.
Of that number 21 GMS Chevrolet. And then we also learned that the cream is going to rise to the top down there at Daytona this weekend as the number 25 car, the Dino Machine, Michael Self, taking the victory last night.
Wow.
At Daytona. So a very exciting event. Rain made it even more exciting down there at Daytona. Really looking forward to what the other three series have this weekend.
Well, and it was interesting because I know that one of the drivers, and his name is skipping my mind for some reason, went out to Daytona to run a SUCA race to try and get a little time, and it just happened to be in a Camaro.
Yeah, that was Alex LeBay.
That's
Alex
it.
LeBay,
yep,
on the DGM car actually took his NASCAR Xfinity Series vehicle down there to an SCCA open practice session, and NASCAR found out about it. We're not happy. They did fine the team $50,000, and it cost them 75 points, but that was just amended this week. They actually won the appeal, and that's one of the only times I could think of where a team has actually won the appeal over NASCAR in a penalty that has happened midweek. So very interesting that they were able to find a loophole around this whole testing protocol down there.
Absolutely. Very creative, because what a way to do it. I'm just curious. I mean, you've done some sim racing. I mean, how true would a sim feel to actually going out there? I mean, 3,000-pound car, I mean, just hurtling into turn one, and really all you've done is on a sim with that. I mean, how well does that translate?
Well, David, it's really good for things such as braking points. I think that's one thing that the drivers are really going to focus on when they were on the sim this week, getting ready for this race that nobody knows anything about. I think even Kevin Harvick said on SiriusXM this week that he didn't know how this was going to go, so it's going to be very interesting seeing him start from the pole. He jokingly said that he doesn't even know where the first turn is down there. So it's a new normal, though. I mean, it fits right in with 2020 right now. Nobody really knows exactly what's going on. We're just kind of trudging through and trying to get through it. But I think it's going to be a very exciting race. No practice for any teams down there, except if you include the SCCA practice session with Alex LeBay. But you know what? Another thing that I want to look forward to this weekend is the weather radar down there.
Okay.
Rain in the forecast all weekend. We have not yet seen the NASCAR Cup Series use rain tires. That's one thing that I'm going to be very interested in seeing if that does come to play here this weekend.
That is fantastic. I mean, I would love to see it. You mentioned that you would still see the cream of the crop rise. I mean, who are some of the leaders right now in points? Or is this an opportunity for somebody to grab one of those victories to get in? Guys that are on the bubble, including Jimmy Johnson, which Jimmy Johnson has become a much better road racer over the last couple of years. But you got a Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick, or Eric Jones. I mean, Eric Jones is probably looking for some vindication.
Yeah, I definitely agree. After the news broke last week that he will not be returning to JGR next year, his future definitely uncertain. I do believe that he's going to get picked up by somebody. I think that's just too much talent to overlook there. But someone that I would look at this weekend is maybe some drivers that we aren't talking about right now as far as the bubble. I'm looking at someone that has a lot of road course experience, and namely, I'm really looking at Michael McDowell to do strong this weekend. Arguably some of the most experience at this road course, and it's no doubt that he has some really, really strong skills, especially in the rain. Another driver that is on the bubble, if we want to talk about bubble drivers, though, that has experience with this road course is Jimmy Johnson. He is very, very strong. He's around the Rolex 24, I think, 7 times now. So he definitely has a couple laps around this facility, and he knows how to get it done, too. I think we look back just 2 years ago at the Charlotte Roval when he had the win almost in the bag. And then a little bit of wheel hop in the last corner ended up taking him and Martin Truex Jr., who is also a very strong road course ringer out there, out of the race. So I look at those guys. Another one that is safe right now that I look at is Chase Elliott,
right?
And I think that Chase Elliott could do a really good job. They're losing a little bit of momentum right now with Hendrick Motorsports, but road course, new to everybody. Those are some of the drivers that I would look at this weekend.
So crew chiefs are really important on road course as well. I mean, who's got an edge maybe in crew chief?
When you look at crew chiefs, that's a very good point right there. I look at somebody like Rodney Childers. I think that he's able to play strategy to a T nearly everywhere you go. I look at someone that has a lot of experience, too. Paul Wolf, a very strong crew chief when it comes to nearly any role. And I think that, to some extent, strategy is going to come into play this weekend. It's kind of difficult to say exactly how that's going to come, especially when we look at the weather radar. We don't know when NASCAR is going to deem the track as damp or wet. Just a quick review on the rules this weekend. If NASCAR does deem the track damp, that is going to open up the opportunity for crew chiefs and drivers to come down pit road and take those rain tires. But if NASCAR deems the track wet, everybody must come down pit road at the same time and put on the rain tires. So very interesting right there to see how that strategy is going to play out.
I'm also curious then about when they lift that, like when it starts to dry. I mean, does that become now it's open to go back to slicks if you want to go back to slicks?
From what we've seen in the past and what we saw last weekend at Road America for the NASCAR Xfinity Series, that is what they did. They just kind of, as the track became drier and drier, they said, okay, now the track is back to damp. It is your guys' option. Yeah. Now, I want to point out, those rain tires, they are very, very, very good in the rain or damp conditions, but as soon as you stop getting those tires wet and cooling them off, they simply start falling apart on you. Yeah. So it's very difficult to tell exactly what lap that you want to come down, right. But it's going to play a major role to see who's going to be in victory lane this weekend.
Well, looking forward to seeing it. And, of course, on the other side, we're going to talk some IndyCar with the Indianapolis 500 finally coming up for 2020. And there was a lot of rain at Road America last week, and some great pictures, actually, of what happens to those tires when they chunk, because that's what happens, is they just come apart in pieces. So, all right, well, stay tuned. We got a lot of fun coming up, including we're going to talk a little flat track racing as well. Got racing going on this weekend out at Sandia Speedway. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, the team.
Hi, this is Al Unser Jr. You're listening to ESPN Radio 101.7, the team.
You know Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Albuquerque as your home for four great brands and the best savings in the state of New Mexico. Take advantage of their summer clearance event now. It means 0% interest available on select Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram vehicles, including Jeep Cherokees, Jeep Grand Cherokees, and the 2020 Ram DT Bighorn. It's Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Albuquerque summer clearance event. 0% interest on select Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram vehicles, including Jeep Cherokees, Jeep Grand Cherokees, and 2020 Ram DT Bighorn. That's 0% interest on select vehicles while financed through Chrysler Capital. Some restrictions apply. The best deals and even better selection during the summer clearance sale at Larry H. Miller Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Albuquerque on the corner of Lomas and Wyoming, 4040108, and online at lhmabq.com. Driven by you.
You want it right, right today. Get it done the Daniels way. Daniels, plumbing, heating, and air.
Joe O'Neill from my buddies at Daniels. Would you like hospital quality air in your home? Call Daniels Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. They have the solutions to meet your needs with the abilities to remove 99.5% of all airborne viruses, mold, bacteria, and allergens, home or business. Call Daniels for all your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning and air quality needs. 898-8860.
ABC Preschool and Childcare will help first responders in these difficult times. That's ABC Preschool and Childcare. Four locations, including Rio Rancho. Visit abcpre.com. That's abcpre.com.
Hans Whitler Automotive is your home for European auto repair. We service Audi, BMW, Mercedes, Porsche, Mini, and Volkswagen. Call 294-7684 or visit hanswhitlerautogroup.com to schedule your appointment. Located on Elizabeth and Central and on Wilshire between Alameda and Paseo.
What's in your closet? The hidden treasures in your home are worth instant cash or loan. At Crown Jewelry Coin, we pay top dollar for fine jewelry, diamonds, sterling silver, gold coins and bullion, even fine art and luxury goods. We also deal in Native American jewelry and art, plus Rolex and other fine watches. Bring us the treasures you no longer want, and we'll put them to work for the cash you need. Crown Jewels and Coin, for all you treasure. San Mateo, north of Candelaria.
This is former Lobo and NFL Hall of Famer Brian Urlacher. Too often we hear about children being abused in New Mexico. It is up to us to change child welfare in our state. If you see or suspect child abuse in your community, please report by calling hashtag SAFE. Let's pull together to make New Mexico the best place to be a kid.
Chet's Wheel Alignment, the dependable auto shop you can trust. Family owned and operated since 1962, Chet's Wheel Alignment is the chassis and tire expert on and off 5 blocks west of Wyoming. They do great work and they do it right the first time. Chet'sWheelAlignment.com.
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Slope of the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7, the team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate. Here is David.
And we're back. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.17. Coming up later today, Saturday, August 15th, at 9 a.m., we have the Team Golf Show with Dave Garcia. Following at 10 a.m., we have the United Weekly with RJ Montano and David Caro. At 1 p.m. today, we have extended pregame of your New Mexico United at the Colorado Springs Switchback with Adam Deal and Annie Hageman. We're going to be covering the game at 3 p.m. of the United versus the Switchback. And then we have the Curse Collins Show at 5 p.m. with David Caro and Chris Walker, following and concluding the night at 7 p.m. with the Dodgers at the Angels. So that's our coverage for the upcoming events here on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
All right, man. And I was noticing the Unser Racing Museum event calendar. We got a lot of stuff going on. Why don't we go through the car shows first? Because, dude, looks like you got a lot of choices. And, of course, they're not all static car shows. So let's just, you know, get that. And plus, I mean, wear a mask.
For sure. No, there's some great events that are going on this weekend. So yesterday started a two-day event. That's the 12th annual Pagosa Springs Car Show. So that's going to be a great event where there's a show and shine. The show and shine. The award ceremony is going to be today at 2:30. The show is going to be from 9 to 2. And then they're going to have a uptown cruise and then an after party kind of thing going from 3 to 6 near the Pagosa Brewery and then like hosting kind of their version of a, like a after cruise thing. So great event going out there at Pagosa.
Well, they should set up they should do that as a cruise from Hot Spring to Hot Spring.
I mean,
right? So as long as you're wearing your mask, I guess, you know, everything else will be optional.
It works out. No, and then there's some great events going on. No, yep. It'd work out completely well. We're going to actually have at O'Neill's, it's New Mexico Desert Kings are having an event out at the O'Neill's on Wantabo with raffles and music. Great event going on, and it's benefiting the Elevate the Spectrum, which is to empower the individuals of the autism spectrum and their families through inclusion, advocacy, and friendship. So it's a great event going out there. It's going to be from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. today. So please go out there and kind of join.
That sounds fantastic. And of course, the New Mexico cruise was going on. We had Mike on last week talking about that. So I'm sure that right now 8:22, they're all setting up, getting ready to launch from those two sites.
No, it's an amazing event that's going on. They're going through Las Vegas. It's also a canned food drive, so they're getting, you know, help throughout the community as well. So great event that Mike Gonzalez had a fun time last week explaining to us. We also have a Bernalillo cruise that's going to be happening today. This one's going to be more of a later afternoon at 5 p.m. from East Avenida Bernalillo to the barbershop. So a pretty good long course if you go through Bernalillo. But hey, it's going to be a fun time. And the more events that are coming up, I mean, the better out here in New Mexico.
Well, if that's anything like the one that we went to on 4th Street, mm-hmm. Which 4th Street, of course, you know, the way they put those little cut-ins on the side to where people could cruise and park, and then they had benches and stuff. That's pretty cool. And Bernalillo, they've actually been doing a lot of cruising there. Of course, it was never an official event, but that ought to be pretty cool.
No, great. And then Sunday, August 16th, there's going to be a Wine and Shine. It's a classic car show at noon at the wines of the San Juan Blanco in New Mexico. So that one, you might need two people, one to enjoy the wine and one to drive. You know, it's a good time to do it.
Yeah, I guess can't. Maybe you should taste it and spit it out, right? I mean, because should you be driving, or you know, load up your car? You be the designated driver, right? And then you know, you can get as many people in the car as possible.
You don't want to use the back seat when it comes to a car show. Come on,
that's true.
And with some good news, unfortunately, there are some bad. You know, with stuff that are kind of canceling or moving that we know of. The second annual NHRA Nationals, the Route 66 Street Rod Nationals at New Mexico, the Expo. Is going to be postponed for what we know for sure, possibly later events, but at the moment it's not going to be happening. It was scheduled for next week, August 21st through 23rd. And then the 20th annual Park in the Park show at the Cabezon Park and Community Center out here in Rio Rancho, unfortunately, is being canceled. That one is scheduled for September 19th and moved originally from its original date in May. So they've been trying to get everything together and have everything compliant, but that draws a big crowd, and unfortunately this year we're just going to have to put it on hold.
Absolutely, and two really significant events that one had been rescheduled and now officially canceled, and the New Mexico Street Rod Association show was really cool, and I thought they might be able to pull that off, because last year they did cruise. They would park for a little while and then move. And I probably came down to ticket sales. Without ticket sales, they just couldn't really afford to do this. So, but let's get back. I mean, going on tonight, actually got racing at Sandia Speedway, Alien Speedway. A little bit of controversy came up yesterday, in which basically the Hobbs track got a little heated with started throwing Albuquerque Dragway under the bus over supposedly the dragway turned them in. As a complete coincidence, exactly when that was happening, I was standing talking with Robert Costa, the owner of Albuquerque Dragway, about something else, and he clearly was not happy with what was going on. Because just to give you a little bit of background, what had happened is there is this council that the governor set up that is trying to bring economic development back, and how do I get the businesses open? There's a lot of misinformation about whether racing venues fall completely under entertainment venues. It's not a concert. I mean, if you've ever been to a race, it's not a concert. You ever seen the guy performing at the mic move around as much as the drivers move around? So anyway, that was my own little start on my beef. But what I wanted to point out was the number one thing that we cannot do as a racing community is divide, okay? Just because it was the governor's ruling in no way means that Albuquerque Dragway was throwing somebody else under the bus. As a matter of fact, they've been quite political and trying to get the benefit for everybody. What had actually happened is that was just a question that was posed in a personal email that ended up getting forwarded basically to the governor's council, in which they were saying, well, hey, how is what we're doing different than what these people are doing? And they supposedly have some ruling from Bernalillo County, speaking specifically to Sandia Speedway, that has, you know, followed all of the protocol and are allowed to run. The only difference is with Alien, they are basically out and out explaining that they have, they're allowing fans in. So that's really the big difference. But I would like to point out, having, you know, been a promoter of a local track in which we tried to coordinate with the other tracks to all work together, we're really in this thing together. A gearhead is a gearhead. Whether you want to go straight, you want to turn left, you want to turn left and right, you want to do it on two wheels, you want to do it on four wheels. And so I think that it's terrible to see that social media, once again, is dividing the community and people are basically calling out people. Because let's remind you, and I didn't realize, who brought this soapbox in? So I don't know when I got on this soapbox, other than it just ticks me off, because the blame should fall at the feet of the governor. The blame should fall at the fact that the coronavirus, we had no platform to know, well, what do we do in a situation like this? So didn't mean to get on my soapbox, but when I'm looking at the Unser Racing Museum event calendar, we have been covering this since the start of COVID-19, and Albuquerque Dragway continues to stay closed. Avado continues to stay closed. We point out that they're on state land, but they have to also, you know, follow the rules of everybody else. And just because they're asking questions doesn't mean that they're throwing somebody under the bus. Because if you actually read it, because somebody screenshots it, because nothing is, you know, nothing's personal anymore, screenshot it. If you read it, where does it actually say, well, these guys get to do it, blah, blah, blah. It's just pointing out they're on social media for everybody to see. I mean, if you don't want something to be seen, don't post it on social media. Easy for a guy to say that went to high school without social media, so nobody can rat me out to my parents. But anyway, I just wanted to just point out that my opinion of that, and if you're on social media right now watching this show and you want to point, you know, you want to call me out on the feed, I mean, you can go for it. But my whole goal is to get us all back to some sort of semblance of normalcy. And if I want to go out on Saturday night to the track, that I don't have to, like, somehow, you know, buy my way into a team or something so that I can go out, because I can wear a mask and I can follow social distancing, you know, and I'm going to do it. Not the ones that, you know, act like, you know, they're going to follow it and they're not. And, of course, Spencer's sitting in the studio nodding his head, and he did, you know, God love you, did a report and you told it like it was of what was going on down at Alien, and not that it had a problem, nor were we in any way calling them out. All we were saying is, hey, there is a way to do this. Look at the World of Outlaws, right? They got it. They had fans in the stands. That's the template. NASCAR keeps talking about they're the template, right, for all other sports to get back. Look at the problem they're having in baseball. I mean, a whole team having to cancel. I mean, yeah. You know, I mean, we're going to have to work this out. The guy with the, you know, guy at practice for the NFL this week, right, sneaks a girl into the room. Come on. A 25-year-old, 24-year-old, 25-year-old guy, you know, you don't think that he's going to have dates, right? And so, of course, guy gets canned. So, come on. I mean, let's be real. So, I'm done. On the other side, we're going to get back to talking racing. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Hola, Albuquerque. Este es Tony Canan, el piloto del carro número 14 para ABC Supply AJ Foyt Racing. Estás escuchando el New Mexico Motorsports Report con David Sok de la ESPN Radio 1017 The Team.
Hi, Ernest Riach here for Larry H. Miller Toyota Albuquerque. I'm proud to announce we've been named a J.D. Power Dealer of Excellence again for 2020 based on customer sales satisfaction and exceptional customer service. We strive to be the best place in town for our customers to do business and for our employees to work at. We have great quality products, low employee pricing, and excellent customer service. Visit us to see why Toyota Albuquerque at Eubank and I-40 is your smart choice dealer.
Get the heat you'll need this winter while it's on sale now. The off-season sale at Dreamstyle Remodeling. Get $500 off select gas, wood, or pellet stoves or fireplace inserts by Blaze King, Lo-Fi, Cozy Heat. More discounts for military, teachers, first responders. Easy financing and statewide delivery. Pick your stove or fireplace insert at Dreamstyle Remodeling and save $500. Two Albuquerque locations, 1519 Eubank and 1460 Renaissance across from Sam's Club.
Have you or someone you love been seriously injured? You need an experienced attorney. There is no substitute for experience. We at the law office of Brian K. Branch have been helping people just like you for over 30 years, recovering tens of millions of dollars for their clients. We will help you understand and know your rights. Just call 717-2626 for a free consultation. At the law office of Brian K. Branch, we understand there is the easy way to do things and the right way to do things. When you have been seriously injured, you need someone in your corner who knows how to and does things the right way. That's how we at the law office of Brian K. Branch have represented our clients for over 30 years. Call us today for a free consultation at 717-2626. We will be right by your side when you need us, fighting for you every step of the way and doing things the right way. Call the law office of Brian K. Branch today at 717-2626.
We are all looking for significance, and we all want to make our life matter. We want to be a part of something bigger than ourselves and change the lives of those around us. What better way to do that than to join us for life-changing services at Legacy Church? At Legacy Church, we're giving back to the community and bringing hope to those in need. We invite you to join us at Legacy Church. With four locations to choose from, there is a campus near you. Visit legacychurch.com for service times.
Attention contractors, JPR has just opened its construction supply company in Rio Rancho at 103 Industrial Park Loop. We have a large selection of tools, curing compounds, rebar, wire mesh, and so much more. JPR Construction Supply, 588-3010.
Do you like food with your beer? Beer with your shopping? Or shopping, drinking, and eating at the same time? Then you'll like Tin Can Alley, 10 local businesses under one roof. Now open at I-25 in Alameda, home of the newest Santa Fe Brewing Company tap room.
Hey Albuquerque, this is Denny Hamlin driving number 11 FedEx Express Toyota with Joe Gibbs Racing. You are listening to New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And that last segment was actually sponsored by Yearwood Performance. Now, I didn't actually reach out to Jim, but he would have been all over that. Yearwood Performance is 1968. He's been getting it done. It's been your home for Go Fast Parts, giving you the edge you need on the track and the street, knowledge of what to use and how to use it. 341 Eubank, and it's over on Eubank. It's just south of I-25. And, of course, if you remember, there used to be some drag racing that went on Eubank. So Yearwood Performance been there for a while. Of course, buy local, save time and money, yearwoodperformance.com. Also, an essential business. I mean, they've been open through this whole thing. And I tell you, a lot of guys, a lot of gals, too, have been working on projects because if you're going to be quarantined, might as well be quarantined to the garage. So all we got to do is get this track open, and we can find out what people have been up to. Talking about getting tracks back open, the Indy 500, it's a shame to hear that they're not going to be able to have fans in the stands. But I'm telling you, it's already tremendous what they've been putting up. You know, Marco Andretti just went out there on Fast Friday and put up I'm gonna read
a blazer.
This. Yeah, I was gonna say 38.5454 seconds to go 2.5 miles. That is 233.491 miles per hour average. So how fast do you think they're probably going down the straight to maybe back off a little bit in the corners because they are fairly flat? I mean, this is not like Daytona we're talking about, yeah, or anything like that. Does that just blow your mind? I mean, Spencer, I mean, the reaction time that you've got to have with, you know, cars around you, starting 33 cars, three wide, that has got to be probably one of the most amazing things ever.
Yeah, you said it right there. I think everybody knows what the pinnacle of motorsports is. That is the Indianapolis 500, and everybody strives to get it to that point and be one of those 33 starters at the Brickyard on Sunday. It is amazing. I think you put it into perspective really well right there. So fast, so much skill involved to get around that 2.5-mile oval. It's just every corner is unique to. It looks symmetrical from every corner that you see, but it is far from that. I think anybody, even if you're playing a video game, Dave, you realize that each corner is very, very different over there at that speedway. But as you said right there, definitely the pinnacle of motorsports. Everybody strives to make a start in the Indianapolis 500.
When you talk about video games, I mean, video games, I mean, you hit the wall, you can hit the reset button, right? So you got Fernando Alonso that got himself
into
the wall.
Didn't work for him.
Yeah, it didn't work for him. He did, was able to hit the reset button, if you will, was able to come back out, but running incredibly fast. Also reports that if he does sign back with Renault, goes back to Formula One, that's going to nix his chances to come back and also run the Indy 500, which I always love. I mean, really, back in the day, I mean, it was drivers. I mean, you got, you know, A.J. Foyt, you know, winning races in NASCAR, going out there four-time, you know, winner of the Indianapolis 500. You do have a chance for Helio Castroneves to join that group again. But I'm telling you, Andretti Motorsports has really got it hooked up. Even though one of the stories I kind of like looking at is Cole Pearn, of course, has won a championship in NASCAR with Martin Truex Jr., is on the box for Connor Daly. Yes. And they were second fastest on Fast Friday. So it tells you there's a lot of engineering that goes on in the Indianapolis 500.
Yeah, what a smart individual that they got over there for Connor Daly. Cole Pearn, everybody from the NASCAR world knows him, the very outspoken Canadian, making a transfer from the ski slopes over to the Indianapolis 500.
Yeah, absolutely. I chuckle because when I used to play baseball in high school, you weren't allowed to do anything else, and they were probably more worried about skiing than anything, because you break a leg and you're in trouble. But a lot of the field, of course, you know, hey, the Indy 500 is about attrition. It's not all about sure speed. I mean, Simon Pagenaud still back in the field, but looking at some of the people that are up front, third fastest, I mean, it's really kind of scary when you consider that Scott Dixon is the third fastest, because that man can get some fuel mileage. He's won there before. Right now, he's won three races already in this season. Absolutely amazing. 2014 winner Ryan Hunter-Reay is up there because Andretti Motorsports is just doing well. Of course, rookie year for Marco Andretti, ends up finishing second almost won that thing.
Yeah, almost.
As a matter of fact, I had to record that one because I was down at Elephant Butte. So I was coming home, and my dad suckered me on this one. I mean, you know, because he really had me. He acted like he blew it and told me, you know, that Marco Andretti, you know, had won the race. You know, so here I am with this a couple laps to go, thinking, oh, I already know the outcome. And I will tell you, I love my dad doing that because it made it interesting, because I thought I already knew the outcome.
Yeah.
And of course, you think about the Unzers and, you know, losing, Jerry Unser, and they say that, you know, the track, has, you know, you have to earn your wins. Cause you look at, you know, the Unser wins, and I mean, 9 victories over, I think something like a 16-year span. And yet, Andretti, of course, Mario Andretti went in the 1969, Indy 500, but Michael never had one as a driver, one as an owner, and Marco was so close that, you know, you think about the curse. You think about, you know, paying your dues at the track. And I'm just as excited. I don't want to, you know, rule out the fact that heat's going to be a big issue, on this race. I mean, a big difference between running in May and running in August. But I tell you, I'm super excited. Anything that you're looking at kind of in that story?
Well, you know, I think that, it's going to be definitely a different atmosphere over there without fans for one and for two, not being on the traditional Sunday that it's been on, for as long as I can remember. And it's unfortunate, but I think we have to look at it from the point of view that we're very lucky that we get to run it at all.
Right.
There were rumors flying around at the beginning of the COVID-19 that, we weren't going to be able to do that race at all.
Right.
So to have them at least have it in some capacity and keep that tradition going, I'm very thankful for. I think that it's going to be a very interesting race. I'm looking forward to it too.
Yeah.
Hopefully I get to catch a little bit of it. Usually, that's wash day for me, but you know, I'll be able to keep up with it in some aspect.
Yeah, absolutely. But I remember back in the day where it used to be tape delayed, you know, and that's always kind of interesting as well. Saw a documentary actually, on the contact in 1989, between Emerson Fittipaldi and Al Unser Jr., which I've said many times on the show, is the ultimate moment of sportsmanship, in which, they come together basically on the final lap of the race. Junior winds up in the wall, decides to give him a thumbs up instead of the middle finger. Mm-hmm. Junior's talked about a moment of clarity, keeping him from doing that. And I tell you, as a kid from Albuquerque, and you know, one of my racing heroes, because I remember him showing up, you know, as a skinny kid, 18 years old, just won the Formula Super V, championship, and showed up at the go-kart track.
Yep.
And there he is, and all the kids knew him, and he was one of us, you know. Because we saw what we could do. I mean, tall, skinny kid with red hair. You couldn't miss him. Absolutely. And so I just think that there's so many storylines. Can we have another first time winner? I mean, it would be amazing. There's some amazing rookies in the field. Of course, like I said, Helio Castroneves could join the four time club. Santino Ferrucci. Do you remember earlier in the season when they ran the Indy 500 as a an iRace?
Yes.
And Ferrucci took out who did he take out?
I don't even remember who he took out.
It was a McLaren because he didn't want a foreigner or something like, or you know, that was a conspiracy.
Yeah.
But because he's like, well, it's just a game, you know, and they were taking that thing pretty seriously.
Yeah, they were not happy with him.
Yeah.
That's for sure. No, looking forward to it, though. Indianapolis 500, going to be a fantastic event. Really, really looking forward to that.
Yeah, next weekend. It was good to see also James Hinchcliffe actually on day one go out there and set the fastest time when he doesn't have a permanent ride. You know, he's been actually doing a pretty good job commentating, I thought, with the team there. He's filling in for Townsend Bell. Working with Paul Tracy, which is funny because in my office I have a picture of Paul Tracy running into Al Jr. and getting him in the air at Long Beach, which is absolutely one of my favorite races. And of course, Jr. won that 4 years in a row, starting the year after I was there. So Michael Andretti had actually won that year. Anyway, on the other side, we're going to talk some flat track motorcycle.
I'm really excited to see what had possessed Kaylee Dawns to get on a motorcycle and go out there, because if you watch the American Mile, those guys are nuts. I mean, because that is the ultimate. There is no banking in the corner to help you, and I'm just thinking out at Sandia Speedway, there's nobody else out there to help you either. I mean, at least in the circle track, I see more help, and I mean, coming out of a micro sprint, and she was in micro sprints.
Yep.
I wonder how much that helped translate, because that's actually the same track that they're running on. So maybe she's got some turning points or, you know, some visual cues or something that might help her. But anyway, we'll be joining Kaylee Dawns on the other side. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio.
101.7, The Team.
Hey, race fans, this is NASCAR team owner, Coach Joe Gibbs. You're listening to David Slope on New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7, The Team.
Yearwood Performance has been a staple in the hot rod and street rod scene since 1968. With all the changes in high performance, the one thing that hasn't changed is Yearwood. At over 5,000 square feet, Yearwood Performance gives you the edge you need on the track and the street. Check out a wall full of carburetors and racks of ignition systems, gauges and accessories, including hoses and fittings. Torco race fuel in convenient 5-gallon cans. New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop at 341 Eubank Northeast. YearwoodPerformance.com.
Hi, I'm Adrian Fox, General Manager at Route 66 Casino Hotel. We'd like to welcome you back to a safe and clean place to play. We've created more space for you and added a care team that's committed to cleanliness, accessible 24/7, responsive to your needs, and engaged for your safety. Come and get your kicks. We're open.
Come and get your kicks, come and get your kicks at Route 66.
Flip Doors, owner of Happy Days Motor Company, thanking you, Albuquerque, for an amazing first year of business, and to personally invite you to stop by and take advantage of our stunning inventory with over 100 incredible vehicles in stock. With qualifying vehicles backed by our 3-month, 3,000-mile Happy Choice guarantee and lending solutions for all credit situations, we're excited to show you why Happy Days is more than a name. Visit us online at happydaysmotorco.com or in person on the corner of San Mateo and Constitution, 2 Street Lights South of I-40.
United, 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 we stand.
United fans, the wait is over. United home kits are available. Sport these amazing black home kits with the new Meow Wolf logo. Home kits and your favorite United gear, flags, and other items are at United Headquarters and Gift Shop on the corner of Central and Carlisle, 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, and 11 to 4 on Sundays. Masks required and social distancing in effect. Visit NewMexicoUTD.com.
Hi, Jamie Lynn here with I-9 Sports. It's time to sign up for our fall program. We follow strict social distancing and sanitation guidelines in order to make sure you and your child are safe enjoying athletic activities. Our instructional programs offer sport-specific training focused on improving the individual athlete. After all, kids truly need to be active and social. Come have fun with I-9 Sports this fall. We offer 7 sports to choose from. Visit i9sports.com. That's i9sports.com. I-9 Sports, fostering the love of the game.
B&D Industries, your one-stop shop service provider for commercial and residential electrical, plumbing, and heating and cooling needs, now offers a less intrusive solution for underground pipe repair. Call B&D today to learn about our trenchless sewer repair and replacement. Save time and money and learn about this environmentally friendly alternative solution to traditional pipe repair. B&D serves the Albuquerque and surrounding areas, including the Santa Fe metro area. Call B&D 299-4464.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
The pit stop is over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on Facebook and at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And there is racing, local racing going on
this weekend out of Sandia Speedway. As a matter of fact, I'm going to head out. We're going to do an off-the-couch segment out there. So you couch potato fans out there will be able to see that either on an upcoming episode or we might do a standalone. Andres and I have
so I got a picture tonight.
Yeah,
what you're saying.
Yeah, but you didn't get us on the list, bro.
You got to tell me before Thursday night at like 11, dude. Come on.
Dude, I live about 48 hours, right? You know, I mean, and like they say, driving, you know, I mean, looking out the windshield. So I don't look back. But actually, not to digress on that, but that's why most drivers on the street are unsafe. It's because all they're doing is looking over the front of the hood. If you're not looking two cars up, then you're stuck, which is exactly why a guy winds up upside down, you know, on top of you in turn one. But anyway, let's don't talk about Spencer. Let's talk about Kaylee. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm doing good. So if you could move the mic a little bit. Yeah, sorry. No, it's all good. All right. So I got to ask you, why flat track? It just seems dangerous.
Well, the story to it is actually pretty funny. I got a call from a friend one time, and she was like, hey, you want to go to Arizona to the track with me? And it was like a week-long stay. It was very chill, I should say.
Cool.
I wasn't even expecting the race. We went up there, and then we ended up going to her bike sponsor's house. And he had just bought a bike, so after he got off work, he just loaded up her bike, loaded up his bike, and took us out. I was just there to watch.
Yeah.
And so he puts me on the bike, and he was like, I need to tune it and everything, get it going for whenever I start racing, and not me, but him.
Right.
And so when he did that, he was like, why don't you take it around a few times? And so I jump on the bike. He had extra gear. He threw it at me, and I was like, okay. And so I jump on, and I'm going around. This is a 450. A Yamaha 450.
Oh, wow.
A huge bike. The huge right. bike. And she's on a 250.
Right.
And so, of course, she's beating me. She's doing
really good. Right.
And I was actually staying up pretty fairly. I've never been on a motorcycle that has like the slicks on it like they normally do, the flat tracking slicks, and that was like, that was huge. It was a huge difference. The bikes just sit sideways.
It just stuck?
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
One thing that's crazy to me about the flat track bikes, Kaylee, is no front brake.
Mm-mm.
That is so wild to me. It's just all throttle, just controlling a slide.
Yeah.
How different was it trying to go from four wheels to all of a sudden two wheels where you were so much more exposed and you didn't have the experience?
Yeah, it was a lot different. Like I said, it's just being on a motorcycle, two wheels, and all of a sudden you're pitching sideways, and it's more about how you lean.
Right.
You're like leaning around on a bike. When you're in a car, you're just going based off of how you're giving your gas and your throttle,
right,
your brake, and you're doing this, and then when I ride my bicycles or like a normal motorcycle, I would push a little bit of the front brake, you know, hit the back brake and all that stuff.
Right.
And not having a brake there, just a clutch. You grab the clutch and all of a sudden you like shoot forward.
Oh, wow.
It's weird. It's like you hit neutral and so you can't really hit your clutch as much.
So did a lot of your racing instinct, take over? I mean, because I can only imagine. First, I'm trying to figure out, I mean, a bike. I mean, now, granted, I mean, I've ridden motorcycles. It doesn't mean that I would go, like, flying into a flat track turn at all. But understanding, at least because a lot of times you run on the same micro sprint track, already understanding kind of the track, a little bit of race. So you didn't have to worry about all of that. You just had to kind of worry about, I mean, not falling off the bike.
Yeah.
Or crashing.
Well, the funny part is the transfer from flat tracking the micro sprints is actually very minute. What came to my mind was doing the go-karts to the flat tracking because you take the same line.
Right.
That's what I've been doing is like some of the flat trackers, they have bigger engines. I'm in the smaller 200.
Right.
And they're beating me off the straight, so I had to learn to take that wide go-kart line into the turn and make
right.
it as round and smooth as possible.
Late apex. Yep.
Yeah. On your micro sprint, you're just going in, you flick it in, you do your thing. It's a lot different, micro sprints to flat tracking, but go-karting to flat tracking is very the same, except you're not leaning.
Interesting. Yeah. And so
that is interesting. Yeah.
When you decided to go to your own bike, you went to the 200.
Yeah.
I mean, versus now, likewise, I mean, I think of that like I think of big bore cars. You know, the point and poke, you know, I mean, that's pretty much, whereas I've always felt like anything above a 350, was just kind of overkill, right? And so I'm excited to see that. How competitive is the 200 cc class?
Actually, I'm one of the smaller bikes.
Oh,
other than the kids.
Wow.
Yeah, actually, I recently
little man syndrome. Okay, go on.
I recently got a what is it called? It's an XL 600.
Oh.
That I've been trying out, and that thing is smooth. I was surprised by how much power. It's not overwhelming like a modern 450. This is a XL 600, so it's a vintage. It's 1970.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
So you're going to run that in the vintage class?
Yeah, I have been, yeah.
Yeah, because I always thought that was about age, but I came to find out it was about the bike. And I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean,
I'm just kidding. Because some of those guys are pretty vintage.
Yeah, you wouldn't put a 10-year-old
on
it.
I would call James Mosier vintage to his face, but I am right now. James Hosier.
Well, I
always get James Mosier and Hosier mixed up, but it's Hosier.
I think that you brought up a really good point. I don't see that many, especially young women, getting involved in the flat tracks. I think that's something that's really unique for you and Rory, for you guys, really, I mean, leading the way for not only young people, but for young women in general.
Yeah.
How has that been, like, going out and competing against the boys? I know you had a very, very good night just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it's actually kind of funny because at the same time, compared to, like, a male winning a race, it's like, oh, good job, you did good. But, like, as a woman winning a race, everyone kind of comes up to you like, wow, you're actually, like, you're good for a woman. But, like, they don't mean it in that way. They don't mean it in that way, but
well,
it comes out like
finally.
That. It comes out like that. But you get a lot of people looking at you just as being a woman. And as well as, I had someone come up to me the last few races, and he was like, can you talk to my daughter about racing? She wants to get into
it. Oh, awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, and so I've been kind of talking to her. She asked why we put the foot down.
Well, that's like, a good question, because
that is
thing too. For professionals, it's honestly because it
helps with balance, right?
It helps with balance, and it determines how low you are to the ground.
They
normally don't
put
their foot down in the pros. They just they hover it so they can tell exactly where they are. And it helps balance. With us, it helps a lot with like
I was watching MotoGP the other day, and I had never noticed as much where they had kind of stuck the leg out, but they weren't even putting it down before they lay over and pull the knee in. And I mean, is that kind of the same concept there?
I did some research on that one. I was wondering too, and it's honestly, it's like when you're going so fast into the straight with the MotoGPs, they stick their leg out and they parachute themselves, so it slows them down before they hit a turn.
Wow. That's really cool. I like that a lot. Is that something that you think you could apply to the flat track? Maybe not at Sandia because it's so short, but maybe bigger tracks, huh?
Honestly, watching the pros on like the half miles and the miles, they just throw it in there. They don't care how fast they're going. They just go. So I think on the MotoGPs, you don't really want to pitch it sideways, but
yeah,
when you're flat tracking, they just throw it.
So if there's someone listening and they wanted to reach out and learn more about it, are you on social media? I mean, what's the best way to follow you?
Yeah, we have Don's Racing. It's the same name for both platforms. It's on Facebook and Instagram.
So that's going to get to you, right? Not to Cody, because the last thing I want to do is
I'm the admin.
is get young ladies getting hit up by Cody, right?
I'm the admin on both of them.
That's so good. We couldn't do a segment without throwing Cody under the bus. But,
yeah, you can do that.
Scott, shout out to your dad, Wim. I mean, just backing you guys and all the cool stuff that he does.
And Mom Leanne for putting up with all
of
it.
Oh, exactly.
She's been against it. She told my dad she death threatened him. I'm like, you are not going to put our kids on motorcycles. The moment I turned 18, I come home with a third place plaque. Look what I did.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, thank you for coming on the show this morning, and we'll check you out tonight. This has been another episode of the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Thank you for listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Your Wood Performance, Albuquerque Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Swope Real Estate, here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Join us daily at nmmotorsportsreport.com and become part of the community. Tune in next week, where your host David Swope will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it.
TM FM, Rio Rancho, Albuquerque. 1017 The Team, your hometown radio station.